On this program last Sunday, David Kay, the departing chief of the Iraq inspection team, said he did not believe that President Bush had deliberately overplayed the threat of weapons of mass destruction in order to justify an invasion. "It's not a political issue," Dr. Kay said. "It's an issue of the capabilities of one's intelligence service to collect valid, truthful information."
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
It is noteworthy that Kay was willing to lay the blame on the CIA, which had hired him. But America being what it is, and this being an election season, there is no way that a war, which may have been fought for insufficient reason, can be kept out of politics. Especially as the President and Vice President Cheney continue to talk as though the threat was real and the weapons stockpiles may still be found. It's interesting that the older democracy, Britain, had to face a similar issue and handled it in a much more orderly manner. British intelligence had compiled an intelligence dossier that went so far as to suggest that Iraq could activate its weapons of mass destruction on 45 minutes' notice. The BBC created a sensation when it reported that Prime Minister Tony Blair had used intelligence he probably knew was wrong. The situation became more painful when the BBC's source, a scientist named David Kelly, committed suicide. An independent inquiry was commissioned, headed by a senior judge, Lord Hutton. Blair, his position in danger, gave the inquiry commission full cooperation. When the commission completed its 740-page report, Lord Hutton read his conclusions from the bench in the Royal Courts of Justice. It totally cleared the Prime Minister of the charge of having sexed up intelligence information in order to justify a war. Even as Blair was being vindicated by the Hutton Commission, Dr. Kay was testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee, urging a similar independent inquiry in the United States. Democrats were quick to support the idea, and the White House was equally quick to turn it down. And so the President remains stuck with the tormented language of his State of the Union speech about weapons of mass destruction-related program activities. Oh, to be in England. This is Daniel Shore.